this is about the recent spat between Donald Trump, President Trump, and Elon Musk. Of course, it's become more serious lately with insults being catapulted to one side or the other. And it's clear that it's not an act. It's getting, you know, very, very vicious. And I want to say up front that I think it's a horrible mistake of the GOP to make such a quick enemy of Elon Musk, just politically speaking, because I've described the GOP as a political suicide cult. There's nothing the GOP likes better than losing or I guess compromising, you know, one or the other. When they're in power, they compromise. When they're not in power, they tell you how all the great things they're going to do if they get power. And then you vote them in and they don't do any of those things. And that's where Elon Musk is coming from. I don't really think that Elon's anger is so much directed at just Donald J. Trump himself. I see Elon as being really disillusioned with the entire political establishment. Now, I mean, and you can't blame him, but think about this. Elon sacrificed his company to ditch the Democrats. Remember, he used to be the darling of the Democrats because of all the climate change nonsense and, you know, the EVs, etc., being, you know, clean transportation. So he was the darling of the left. And until relatively recently, all the articles about Elon Musk were just glowing what a hero he is for humanity. He was being propped up as this amazing person. And, you know, look, his companies have done some amazing things. I just want to say that on the record. But he's also, come on, he's part of the military-industrial complex and part of the, you know, the big data and the government surveillance grid, etc. So he doesn't have a squeaky clean history himself, let's say. He's involved in a lot of projects that I would consider nefarious. But I think Elon Musk, he operated in good faith to try to save America's government from a total debt collapse, which is what's coming. And Elon Musk knows it. He knows it as well as I do, that there's a financial collapse, a financial reset that's coming. It cannot be stopped. And the GOP has shown zero willingness to balance the budget or to shrink the size of government or to do anything substantial in that direction. And that's what I believe Elon Musk is really frustrated about, is that just the total lack of ethics or integrity when it comes to the GOP, the party that, I mean, GOP stands for Got Other Priorities. Everything that they promised during the election, they abandon it the moment they get sworn into office. None of that matters anymore. They don't do anything that they said they were going to do. Now, for the record, I will never vote for a Democrat, because the Democrats are, if you can imagine it, even worse. The Democrats, they're not sitting around thinking about how do we lose. The Democrats are sitting around thinking about how do they kill you? How do they make your life miserable? How do they exterminate humanity? How do they send human civilization back to the Stone Age? You know, the Democrats are always scheming about destroying everything. The GOP is not there. They're just incompetent and lazy, and they think that they deserve to have power, but when they have it, they don't use it for anything useful other than, of course, enriching themselves. You know, GOP members are really good at enriching themselves, but the number of members of the GOP that are actually helping the people, it's a small number. There are some, but it's just a small number. Now, Elon also gave a significant amount of money to, you know, the Trump campaign or the GOP. And in addition, he did let up on some of the channels on X that were more pro-Trump. However, it's worth noting that X still shadow bans my account and still bans links to Brighteon.com, even though we have sued them. I mean, not only have we warned their legal department, we're involved in a lawsuit with X right now that's in the federal court system. So Elon has never actually restored freedom of speech. to X, even though that was one of his promises. But then again, you know, neither has Trump done much about censorship, hardly anything, at this point as well. The censorship continues to this day. People continue to be blacklisted and demonetized. Although some of that is reversing, we would expect a lot more at this point. But I think one of the key areas where Elon Musk is having friction with the Trump administration comes down to Peter Navarro's tariffs. Because Navarro, I think, is the primary architect of the tariff structure. And I consider these tariff weapons by Trump to be really an economic disaster. They have not helped anyone in America, as far as I can tell. They've punished a lot of America's friends and barely punished America's strategic enemies like China. But they have enacted much more severe economic punishment against the UK and the EU, Taiwan, and other friendly countries. In addition, those tariffs have created a lot of financial burden on the American people, and they've also caused more supply chain disruptions that are a big deal. So as someone where my company manufactures products, you know, health and nutrition products, I understand the importance of having a functioning supply chain. And if you don't have a functioning supply chain, then, you know, how do you stay in business? So I understand when Elon Musk is looking at these tariffs and thinking, you know, my goodness, how am I going to manufacture these EVs? You know, whether or not you want to buy an EV, that's your choice. But for Tesla to make them, you know, they've got to have a functioning supply chain, and not everything's made in America. In fact, hardly anything is really made in America. A lot of things are assembled in America, but, you know, not so much made in America. So if you're Tesla, you are dependent on parts from other countries. And Trump just lays out these pretty aggressive, pretty crazy tariffs on all these countries and basically says to the world, what are you going to do about it? We're just going to, you know, slap everybody with these crazy, insane tariffs, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, that's going to really hurt the Tesla company, which Elon Musk already half sacrificed by coming out and endorsing Trump. Because the economic losses that Elon experienced at Tesla, his investors, his principals, etc., they all suffered an economic loss because of, you know, obviously loss of volume of sales and the terrorism attacks targeting the dealerships and targeting owners of those Tesla vehicles. And they've made it so that people don't want to buy Teslas as much as they used to, at least not for the moment, because, you know, there's a fear of being attacked, or the people who used to buy them, the greenies, you know, the climate change people, they no longer like Elon, so they're not buying them anymore. So this has all cost Elon's company quite a lot of money, and his top executives are also paying the price. I mean, his managers, his employees are paying the price for this. But Elon Musk made that sacrifice on purpose, no doubt knowing this was going to happen, in order to endorse Trump and endorse the GOP and endorse some key senators, etc., and to donate money to those races. In other words, Elon Musk really gave up a lot, even though he's, I think, the world's richest person or one of the top richest people. He gave up a lot of let's say, asset power in order to support the GOP. And what does the GOP do in return? They basically thumb their noses at him, and they refuse to codify his DOGE cuts into the big, beautiful bill, except maybe at a minimal level. They did some of them, but not across the board, not by any stretch. And then there's no doubt that they waved him off of the Pentagon. Because after Elon and his group went in and shut down USAID, which was a cesspool of corruption and fraud and money laundering, let's face it, Elon said, hey, we're going to audit the Pentagon next. And people like myself were thinking, that's awesome. I mean, there's a cesspool of fraud and waste also. $1 trillion a year, nearly, now going into it. So I would bet that DOGE is going to find all kinds of waste and fraud there. And then that's the last you ever heard of it. I don't blame Elon for that. It's clear that somebody got to Elon and threatened him and said, no, don't you dare look at the Pentagon. That's a no-go zone or a no-fly zone. You do not look at the Pentagon because, you know, that's the crown jewel of fraud and waste and corruption in America. You know, all this money goes to Ukraine and then just vanishes. Yeah, you know, well, we kind of have an idea where it went. A lot of it got recycled back into the pockets of the people that, you know, like senators who make the decisions to fund Ukraine and State Department employees and military contractors and, you know, just top people here and there. They're all getting paid off. They're all getting paid off, probably in crypto, maybe sometimes in gold, not in dollars that go into a bank, but maybe cash. So they're all getting paid off. And Elon was trying to crack down on that. Well, at that point, you're stepping on a lot of people's toes. Now you're stepping on the toes of people that run like off the books, special forces, black ops teams. And Doge backed off. Doge backed off. Or they were ordered to back off. And again, I don't blame Elon for that. But what Elon has apparently learned, frankly, everything that Elon has learned in all this, he could have learned by asking Alex Jones or me. Because we've known this for years. You can't reform this cesspool of government it's the final chapter of the U.S. empire. You cannot reform it. It is unreformable. It is irredeemable. It is going to self-destruct. It's going to collapse. And all you can do at this point is you can, you know, rearrange the deck chairs. You can make small changes around the edges, etc. But you can't stop what's coming, which is a total collapse of the system. And in fact, the total collapse of the system is a necessary step in the bigger picture cosmic evolution of the revolution of human consciousness and human freedom emerging out of the slave farming that we've all been living under. The United States of America has not been operated as a free country for generations. It's nowhere near free. It is a cesspool of corruption and fraud, and it will collapse itself. Elon was, in my opinion, suffering under the short-term delusion that you could make the government more efficient, you could cut waste, and you could maybe balance the budget. You could cut $1 trillion or even $2 trillion from annual spending. That was what Elon said. And I characterize that as a short-term delusion. That delusion has been shattered. Now Elon is in, no doubt, my camp, which is like, okay, the system is too corrupt, too far gone. And frankly, it's setting itself on fire, and it probably deserves what it's doing to itself. Because even morally, there's no point in saving the system because it is an immoral, unethical, demonic system. So hopefully Elon is at that point right now where he realizes that you shouldn't support the uniparty system. You really, being involved in politics at that level is never going to pay off. You're never going to be thanked. If anything, you're going to be punished for doing the right thing, for trying to help, for acting out of good faith. You're going to be punished for it. And sure enough, you know, they'll probably have like special IRS audits coming, I would imagine. You know, special inspections, safety inspections, OSHA inspections, whatever. All of a sudden, a bunch of inspectors show up from the federal government. Oh, what do we have here? A misplaced paperclip. You know, that's what they're going to do to Elon. Because the federal government is a terrorist cabal. That's what it is. And it exercises terrorism all over the world. Financial terrorism with control of the dollar, control of the SWIFT system. Kinetic terrorism, dropping bombs on civilians or shipping bombs to countries that do that. You know, naval terrorism, threatening assassinations, color revolutions, money laundering, fraud, destabilization, you name it. That's what the U.S. empire does all over the world. Different forms of mass terrorism. And ultimately, why would you want to make that system more efficient? Why would you want to balance the budget of a system like that, you know? You don't want it to have better longevity. You want that system to self-destruct. And you don't even have to do anything to accelerate it because it's going to do it on its own. So all you're doing really is just observing, hey, the system's destroying itself. That's probably a good thing because the system is incredibly evil and demonic. And what we need to do is be ready for what comes next. Now, Elon is involved in what's coming next. He's got the robots. And I think he said, and I do agree with this, that robotics will become the largest industry in the world in terms of, you know, GDP. And he's absolutely correct. Robotics will change everything. More people will own robots than people who own cars, you know, in the very near future. It's still a few years out, a lot of issues to work out, including supply chain issues on neodymium magnet material, along with other things. But Elon is right there. He knows what's coming. He knows that 70 or 80% of human labor will be obsolete within a few years, certainly in under 10 years. And then on the AI agentic side, 70 to 80% of the desk jobs will also be obsolete very soon, perhaps in the next 2 years or less. And Elon's very much aware of that, very much aware. So he knows that the system doesn't need billions of human beings if they can replace them with robots. And Elon probably also knows, this is just a guess on my part, but I think he knows that there's a giant meteor or a comet that's on an impact course, a collision course with Earth that's known. And maybe it's many years away. Maybe it's a decade away. I don't know. But Elon knows that you have to get off planet. You have to have colonies on another planet if you want to survive a, you know, planetary extinction level event, which is probably coming. And this is one of the reasons I think Elon is focused on, you know, rocketry and reusable launch vehicles and things like that. Although the other reason is because it's good for the military contracts. You know, it's all part of the, you know, the military side of what he does, what he offers the world. And there are a lot of technologies that are dual use technologies that he's into, such as robotics, which can, of course, create like, you know, farming robots or soldier robots, you know, Terminators. So a lot of dual use technology. Anyway, the bottom line is, I think Elon knows very well that the globalists are trying to exterminate billions of people to make way for the rise of AI, agentic AI software, as well as AI robots. And I would imagine Elon has a lot of very interesting information to share with the world, information that he has gleaned on those topics. Because what the GOP doesn't realize is that it's not just the end of the US empire that's rapidly approaching. It's the end of human civilization if we don't change course about how we're building AI, and if we don't have backup plans like having colonies on other planets, for example. So the GOP is like living in the Reagan era or something, and Elon Musk is looking ahead to, you know, 2065 and thinking, does human civilization still exist? And since I tend to also look ahead, I understand a lot of where Elon is coming from on this. So I hope that the relationship between Elon and Trump heals. Maybe it will. I don't own a Tesla. I don't plan on buying one. But if the left has already abandoned Elon, and then if all Trump's people abandon Elon, I would think Teslas would become very, very affordable. But we'll see. And then if you drive one, maybe you're hated by everybody. I don't know. Hopefully not. It is a marvel of engineering, the vehicle. Well, the vehicles, plural. I know people who drive them and love them. That's just not my thing. I prefer diesel engines myself, but that's just me. All right. Anyway, the bottom line here is that the GOP, I mean, they have really turned a victory into defeat. The GOP will be resoundingly defeated in the midterms, in my view, on the current course, which is crazy because they had the Democrats destroyed. The Democrats were done. And the Democrats were doubling down on transgenderism, insanity, and censorship insanity and, you know, more Joe Biden insanity. The Democrats were done, destroyed. All the GOP had to do was keep their promises and do what they promised the voters. And they couldn't even do that. So the GOP has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory yet again. And that's the position they love. They love to be the losers who are still the gatekeepers in the Senate or the House who control just enough votes to still be relevant. That's the position that the GOP prefers. They don't care, most of them. I mean, there are exceptions to this. I've interviewed some exceptions to this. But by and large, as an institution or a political party, the GOP doesn't give a crap about America, the voters, the American people, the workers, nobody. All they care about is their own power. And once they have power, they never use it for the people. And when they don't have power, they beg the people for power so they can stop the insanity of the Democrats. That's the situation we're in. Whether you vote Democrat or Republican, you get royally screwed either way. And Elon Musk has come to the same conclusion. So we'll see where things go from here. In the meantime, remember that government is not the answer to your prayers. It's not the answer to what's wrong with America. It's a consciousness revolution that's going to be necessary to really turn things around. And until we have that, you know, everything else is just window dressing or, like I said, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Brighttown.com. Naturalnews.com. Take care. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger Buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war. But we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid.
if you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy, you can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.